are listening to Real World News.
Is the European Union playing the good guy role in the fight against climate change? Why is it not? The European Union presents itself as a hero in the fight against climate change. However, it delays urgent actions that are needed to fight the crisis, civil society organizations exposed at the COP17 on climate change. The European bloc has a discourse of acceptance of a second commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol, but it conditions its approval to an agreement on the Durban Mandate that will set a new negotiation path to reach a new agreement. In this way, efficient actions against climate change will last 5 to 10 more years, says Environmental Federation Friends of the Earth International. The aim of many industrialized countries, besides the European Union, is that the new agreement will not provide legally binding cuts of polluting emissions. The system will be based on pledges. Another condition of the European Union to continue with the Kyoto Protocol is a strengthening of carbon markets that allow rich countries to offset their polluting emissions by investing in so-called clean projects in the Global South. Many of these projects have had serious social and environmental consequences. What is worse, this is a way for developed countries to avoid reducing their domestic emissions. Real World Radio interviewed Susan Sherbarth of Friends of the Earth Europe at the COP17 in Durban, South Africa. She assessed the behavior of the European Union at the climate talks. Unfortunately, they play definitely a negative role because their approach is calling for something new and not fulfilling existing obligations we agreed a few years ago. This means in the end that the European Union is calling for delaying actions. That means it has a big impact in most of Africa. We don't get anything out of here that tackles climate change and contributes to climate justice. Let's now listen to the interview.
I think the EU, they play a very important role in this talks here in Durban. They play definitely a negative role because their approach is calling for something new and not fulfilling existing obligations we agreed already a few years ago. And that means in the end that the EU is calling for delaying actions, and that means that has big impacts on mostly on Africa, and we don't get anything out of here that tackles climate change and contributes to climate justice. The EU, they call themselves as the leader and that they are ready to tackle climate change and that they are just waiting for actions, appropriate actions from other countries. So that means concretely they are waiting for specifically China and other emerging economies. But what we see is rather that they should first actually, to be a leader, they should fulfill their obligations. That means they should reduce their emission reductions by at least 40%, as we know, which is at least necessary. Then they should contribute to finance, or they should give finance to developing countries and in an appropriate way, and also technology. And they should also close all their so-called loopholes. So they should stop with carbon trading, and they should look into other loopholes which they create and which don't do anything in terms of reducing emissions, what is really necessary. And so they call themselves as the leader. We would like to see the EU as the leader because they have the potential and they can do it. I'm very positive about that. But what we see here again is not a leader at all, and rather blaming what I said, developing countries, which is not appropriate at all because they didn't cause climate change, and the EU should rather fulfill their historical responsibility. The EU is open, or their openness to the second commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol, that's true, but they put conditions behind, and one condition is a very, for us, concerning condition that they want to have a new mandate, or they call it a roadmap, for all countries, for all specifically emerging economy countries, including China, that they also have binding obligations in the end. And for us, it's again not the right action, because we call really, it's good that they call for the second commitment period of Kyoto Protocol, but we see they have to fulfill that obligation first, because they agreed already some years to it, and it's the only legally binding instrument we have, so they should stick to that, but other countries as well, so it's not only the EU, and not putting that condition specifically on a potential new mandate or a roadmap behind that, because again, that delays action, and if we try to agree on something new, in addition to what we have or losing the existing obligations we have, then we delay actions for at least 5 to 10 years because negotiations have to start on something new. And we still don't know if on a new mandate or treaty, whatever will come out here, if the US will agree and what other countries will do. Here specifically not, but we hope to start with something positive, that the next year, the next half year, the Danish, Denmark will have the EU presidency or will lead the EU presidency. And they are very progressive for the moment. And they want to bring back, for instance, a discussion on the emission reduction targets, which we lost the last half year because of the presidency Poland. They don't play a very good role. They play a very negative role in these talks here and at the European level. And there I have a big hope that we can open up the discussion on emission reduction targets, that we can get at least to the 30%, what is only a step or a milestone to the 40% emission reduction targets we need. And this country I would see as an important key country, but rather for next year. They don't play an important role, but they play an important role here, but it's not since Poland has the EU presidency that they play that important role. On the negative side, we really have to mention Poland. With the current EU presidency, Poland, I think the last half a year was rather a waste of time, because it's a strong language, but I think we can mention, or we can say it, it's a waste of time, because they played a very negative and rather destructive role of what we built already within the EU. They didn't, what I mentioned before, they didn't put on the agenda the discussion around the emission reduction targets, which is a very important discussion, and the current 20% are far away from any sufficient target. And so we have to stress that Poland play really a bad role. And I think these two countries, on the positive side, rather Denmark, on the negative side, Poland, these are key players. But of course, I mean, the big key players are Germany and France and also the UK. And we should not underestimate the power here as well now at the minister level within the European Union. But so far at this moment, I have to focus on the EU, that I say, we don't see any real progress which tackles climate change and which saves the people, the planet, and the world. And that's very frustrating for me, and specifically the EU. They say what I said, they are ready to tackle climate change, but we just need all the countries on board. But in the end, the EU, they demand that, but for fulfilling the obligations, they don't have to do a lot at this stage to fulfill, to commit to the second commitment period, what they already did actually, and the 20%, for instance, of emission reduction targets and the low finance contribution they did so far. It's really, they don't have to do to fulfill that. And I think what we see here right now is really a delay. So we delay our action and to find a compromise and really put the burden on the developing countries. And I'm rather frustrated or also sad about that it's not possible that the developed countries who have the historical responsibility to reduce their emissions right now, don't act in an appropriate way.
You are listening to Real World News.